The week between Christmas and New Year's is always a box office bonanza for Hollywood, with families home for the holidays and movie marquees loaded with Oscar hopefuls. There's something for everyone at the multiplex. But Bob Mondello says that for movie critics, the biggest week comes a little earlier in December.
This year it started right after Thanksgiving. 9 days, 17 movies, with a room full of increasingly cranky reviewers. The film companies arrange critics' screenings in the morning, afternoon, and evening, which allows us to see Sweeney Todd slashing throats before lunch. Much as I love the film, I don't advise that.
Yeah, come on, come on! Sweeney's waiting. I want you, bleeders.
My week started not with Sweeney, but with the similarly grim There Will Be Blood shortly after breakfast on Monday. Almost the first thing that happens in that movie is that Daniel Day-Lewis, working alone in a rocky wilderness, falls down a mine shaft and crushes his foot. His left foot, let's note, which qualifies as a pretty good director's joke, but having recently sprained my left ankle, all I could think while watching him was that I'd have died in that mine shaft. I could barely move my arms after using crutches almost entirely on carpeting. No way I'd have been able to drag myself out of a hole and across miles of rocky terrain. So, great, I'm 10 minutes into the first of 17 movies, and already I'm imagining myself dead. Next up was Charlie Wilson's War, in which Philip Seymour Hoffman plays a CIA spook opposite Tom Hanks as a congressman.
Do you drink?
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, should we try? This scotch is going to release sarin gas when I open it.
I don't think so, but open it over there.
Hoffman's also in The Savages, drinking a lot, and I'd just seen him drinking heavily in Before the Devil Knows You're Dead, so don't quiz me too closely on which movie he does what in. Charlie Wilson's War was the first of two Washington movies I saw that week, the other being a Woody Harrelson trifle called The Walker, which I kept confusing with Walk Hard. Washington movies are always fun to see with Washington critics because we all crack up when the stars drive up to federal buildings and find open parking spots. Also on the week's agenda, Nanking, a documentary about World War II horrors, Atonement, a drama about World War II horrors, and The Kite Runner, a drama about Cold War horrors that turn into Taliban horrors, followed, of course, by a quick trip to Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Alvin!
Okay!
There was, in the middle of all this, an odd burst of old codger flicks that made me feel a little less feeble on my crutches. The Bucket List, with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman as cancer victims, starting out in the evening with Frank Langella as a stroke victim, and Man in the Chair, with Christopher Plummer as an alcoholic who's making a movie about nursing home abuse. No one but a battle-hardened critic is likely to see those three in close proximity. You'd come out needing a walker, and not the Woody Harrelson kind. Sprinkled in with all these delights in that very long week were I Am Legend, The Great Debaters, and Cassandra's Dream, a new Woody Allen movie that the studio decided to hold until February, right after I'd seen it. Meaning I could have skipped that screening and gotten a head start on watching folks frolicking in an animated Tehran in Persepolis, or swimming with a Loch Ness monster in The Water Horse. I hobbled to both of them eventually, but by the time I did, I practically needed a golden compass to find my way home. I'm Bob Mondello.